Hare Krishna. Freedom is most endangered by the illusion of freedom. Suppose an animal is caught in a cage or is tied by shackles. Now that animal will naturally want to be free and will stretch and strain against the shackles or against the bars of the cage and try to come out, look for every opportunity. Whenever the door is opened of a cage, the animal may try to pounce out. So in this way, the animal naturally craves for freedom. But suppose somehow somebody put a spell on that animal and made the animal think that I am free, although that animal is in the jail, as in the cage, then that animal starts thinking I am free over here. Why? Because I can move this much. Then that will actually prevent that animal from trying to break free. And that will cause the loss of the freedom, perpetuate the loss of the freedom. Similarly, for all of us, we all cherish, we all value freedom. But our freedom is now, and for example, if somebody, in most countries, there have been great struggles for independence, and the freedom fighters are honored. And whenever anybody challenges our freedom, threatens our freedom, we immediately rise and oppose that. But often, if we are given the illusion of freedom, then we stay in the illusion and we don't realize that we are free. So, for example, it is said that if an inexperienced car seller, that car seller will make the pitch to a potential customer and then say, "So, sir, do you want to purchase the car?" So, on the other hand, an experienced car seller, a more savvy car seller will say, that his car salesperson will say that, "So, sir, which car do you want to purchase? The red, the blue, or the white?" Now, actually speaking, there is an illusion of freedom over there. No actual freedom. That car seller is saying, "You have to purchase the car." So that illusion of freedom, I can choose which car to purchase. But there is a more fundamental choice: do I need to purchase a car at all? So that choice is not concerned. And if the consumer gets consumed by the thought of which car to purchase and doesn't think, "Do I really need a car?" So then that freedom of using one's money in whatever way is the most valuable, that freedom is lost. So similarly for all of us, we are provided with a plethora of choices in this world. Okay, should I enjoy this or should I enjoy that? Should I enjoy that or should I enjoy that? And there are so many pleasurable objects that are presented before us that we think, I can eat whatever I want. I can say, for example, now there is the culture of free sex. So I can have sex with whoever I want. I can go wherever I want. And we think, I have freedom. In the process of choosing like this, should I do this or should I do that, should I do that, should I do that, we get so consumed, our consciousness gets so caught in material things that we no longer realize that we have lost our choice. The choice which we have as souls, that we are transcendental. We do not have anything to do with the material things. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 13.22 that the soul gets caught in matter, in material things, because of the desire to enjoy. So, Krishna says that Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunte Prakriti Janguna in 13.22, he says that because of the desire to enjoy, what is the enjoyment over there? Bhunte prakriti janmunan. So prakriti janmunan, in the products of material nature, there are so many different products of the modes. This sense object, that sense object, this thing, that thing. But within that whole thing, when being consumed with that whole thing, the soul has lost the freedom to choose whether to enjoy matter or to perceive and relish spirit. So later on, the same chapter Krishna describes about how the soul is transcendental. Anaditva nirgunatva paramatma yam avyaya sharirastho pikaunteya nakaroti nalipyate. Krishna says the soul is transcendental to the body. Anadityan, Nirgunatvan, his soul is beyond the fabric of space and time. And 13.32, he says that actually the soul is the non-doer. So prakritya vache karmani kriyamanani sarvasha yapashitha atmanam akartaram sapashyati. In 13.31, Krishna says how prakriti is the doer and the wise person sees that I am not the doer. So that means the wise person actually sees, just like a salesperson is offering the choice. So it's actually, you know, I am not being given a choice. I am being forced to choose something. So like that, when we feel driven by the desires to enjoy, the wise person understands that actually it is prakriti which is making me do these things, making me crave for this, making me chase this, making me enjoy that. And yapashvitha atmanam akartaram sapashyati. One who sees that I am the soul and the non-doer, such a person stays free from the illusion, stays free from getting consumed by material attachment, and that person is actually free. So we need to recognize that the apparent freedom to enjoy various material things that is offered by the material world and by the illusory energy that controls the material world, that freedom is a pseudo-freedom. It is an illusion of freedom, and that illusion of freedom endangers and strips us of the real freedom. The real freedom of the soul is to connect with the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna, who is the source of everlasting, infinite happiness, and to delight therein. So by recognizing that these choices within material things are not really freedom, we can keep our consciousness focused on pursuing the true freedom of the spirit, the freedom to rejoice everlasting happiness in devotion to Krishna. Hare Krishna.